it easy on her, will you? Enough. Pats, Jets tonight. I am concerned, Curtis, that we'll get back to the news in a minute, but are they now going to be, are we going to see Jacoby Brissett trying to force the ball to the wide receivers? Is that what we're going to see this evening?
Maybe. I hope that Pop Douglas is more involved in the game plan. He was one of the few bright spots on the team all last season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like tonight could either be a resounding rebound or a feeling like the season's slipping away in week two.
It's a good Jets, really good Jets defense, though.
More so the secondary than anything, which is why I don't think you'll see them open up the pass game tonight. Like, tonight doesn't feel like the night to do that, especially with, you know, you've seen the 49ers run all over this Jets defense. You can do the same thing.
Well, when do they open up the pass game? Because guess what? Next week you go to San Francisco, and we know what they could do to the quarterback when it comes to rushing the passer.
Yeah, I actually Sam Darnold like had it. Success. You can throw the football on that.
Right. I actually like it because I want him to throw more. So what it does, it just shows us it will show us as fans, all right, Drake May by the Miami game, that's who should be starting. So I hope they throw the ball, and I hope they get – you know, Pop Douglas and the rest of the wide receiver core involved, because then it'll just show like, all right, maybe it is time that we need to get Drake May, because he'll be able to bring more to the table when it just comes his ability to throw the football, rather than watching a guy that's going to average, you know, 125 yards in the passing game.
Yeah, but the problem is they go and win this game tonight. I don't think you're going to get Drake May, Wiggy. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Greg. I agree with you. And, you know, so, I mean, obviously I'm a Pats fan, but, you know, there's a little piece of me inside that's saying, please lose. Please lose so we can see Drake May.
I think you might see him tonight. I really do. I said that yesterday. I think
only because of an injury or because of poor performance. Like Jacoby Brissett just doesn't have it tonight. And then it's second half Drake May.
Let's say the Patriots get the ball to start the second half down 10. Jacoby Brissett gets hit hard a couple times, throws another three and out. They're done. I could see Drake May coming in later that quarter.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the problem with that is, though, you can't go back after that.
Well, they did it last year like seven times.
I know, but that didn't work. I mean, it was. You can't go back once you weren't dealing with a number three pick, Curtis, in Mac Jones. Like, you can't give Drake May the opportunity and then go back to Jacoby Brissett next week.
But you could say go back to Jacoby.
If you wanted to, you could. You could say short week. He was already dinged up Sunday against the Seahawks. He got his bell rung against the Jets. Let's give him an extra period of time off before Sunday the next weekend against the 49ers.
And all we've been told is that the reason that Jacoby Brissett is the guy is that he's a vet and he understands. Like, if you go away from him, I don't think he's going to have the rookie mindset of, oh, God, my job. Like, he's known he's been a backup for so long. I think Jacoby Brissett wouldn't rattle him to go back and forth.
Well, see, I look at it like this. Why would you go back? Because, it's hard because you want to ask Mayo, but you know he's not really going to give you the answer. I would ask him this. What does Jacoby Brissett, what is he doing that Drake May can't do? Because if you're not asking him to throw the ball a lot, and when he does throw the ball, it screens and say, hey, focus on the checkdowns, and you're handing it off, Drake May could do that. Yeah. I mean, like, see, that's the thing that I would love to get answers from them. It's not like you're asking Jacoby Brissett to go out there and change plays at the line of scrimmage, you know, throw the ball 30, 35 times a game. What is he doing that Drake May can't do?
And, Wiggy, you're so right, too, because the one thing you would expect Brissett to know how to do would be to get rid of the ball on 3rd and 5, knowing a sack is the one thing that you don't want as you're about to kick a field goal to go up 6 points. So, what do you think, Wiggy? If you ask the offensive players off the record, who do you want to start, Drake or Jacoby? What do you think the reaction would be?
I would say they would say Drake.
Yeah.
Because when Shime did his all 22, and we're talking about the all 22, not the Greg's dating website, when he did that, it really showed like how Jacoby Brissett had time, but he wouldn't pull the trigger when it came to throwing the ball to a receiver that had a window that was 17, 18 yards down the field. And that's, I think, is the difference when you think about Drake May. If you put Drake May in there and you say, okay, hey, listen, we're running a two-man route. This is your first read. You come off play action. If that window's open a little bit, let it rip. With Jacoby Brissett, same thing. He comes off play action. There's a window there. What's he do? I don't think he has the confidence he can make that throw. And I think he's thinking to himself, oh, I can't throw an interception. And then he doesn't even hit the check down, and he gets sacked.
All right, well, 8:15 kickoff this evening, Thursday night football. And Curtis just suggested that he believes you will see Drake May at some point this evening. That, if you're keeping track, is a Curtis bomb. Okay, back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
Well, if not for sheer luck, Greg, the victim of this next story could have been you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
A woman in Dartmouth was attacked by a coyote over the weekend when she went out to her mailbox on Saturday. She says that the coyote snuck up on her, bit her in the arm.
Oh.
We can hear from the victim, Kathy Normore, on WHDH.
Out of the corner of my eye, I see something. It was the size of a German Shepherd. It wasn't small, and it just latched on to my left arm. We need to do something. I mean, I don't want to kill anything. I mean, I don't even want to kill an ant, but I just got bit, and these shots are not fun.
Yeah, I stared down a coyote. Was that last summer?
Last fall,
I think. And I won. Stared down. Thing took off. But
he didn't want to mess with you.
Terrifying.
No.
Greg, I thought they were putting that thing in, where was it? Was it Nahant where they're putting the like, people can go out there and shoot them?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I thought we were doing that, like,
was,
now. Like,
there was a thing. Yes, Wiggy, you are correct. There were some people that were shooting. They were trying,
like,
to shoot coyotes.
Why can't that be part of, like, why can't that be
Governor? That can't happen in the Seaport.
No, but Governor Haley could put in, like,
everywhere?
You know how Mayor Wu was going to have the people on bikes pulling people over?
Yes.
Maybe you get a group of avid hunters and you say, hey, listen, here's your job for the state. You go out and you have the right to hunt and shoot coyotes.
Just to be clear, in neighborhoods, you want people just randomly, like, shooting coyotes whenever somebody sees
one? A lot of dogs will unfortunately be gone.
No, I'm talking about professionals, Greg.
Okay.
I'm talking about professional hunters that know the difference between a coyote and a German Shepherd.
All right. Well, maybe they'll work on that.
Yeah. And we live to see another day when it comes to our times on Nantucket, because a town meeting yesterday failed to pass a restriction on short-term rentals once again.
You know what this is, right?
Yep.
They're trying to, the people who are rich, the really rich people on Nantucket, are trying to stop other people from renting their homes.
Yes.
To people for a week or 2 weeks or a weekend
right.
or whatever. They only want the rich people there.
Yeah.
The people who can afford their home without renting it is what they're trying to get past. They've been trying to do this for like 3 years.
Or like the monthly renters. Like a month on Nantucket doesn't come cheap. Yeah, and the hotel rooms on Nantucket are not cheap either.
Well,
it's
like a not in my backyard to me thing. Like they have their home, so they don't want anybody else going to the island.
Right.
Yeah. But how can they prevent, like, I know that there's websites where, like, Airbnb, but if you wanted to rent your house to a buddy, how could they stop that?
You could still try to do it to a friend or whatever. You just wouldn't be able to list it with a real estate agent and on Airbnb or Vacasa or whatever.
Imagine having the fortunate life to own a beautiful home on the gorgeous island of Nantucket and then spending that time trying to preclude others from seeing it.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You would not believe what goes on over there, Curtis. We have some audio from town meeting.
You do.
And this poor woman stood up the other night and told a horrible story about what happened due to some ruffians who were on the island and were probably renters.
Sometime in August, my husband came up in the morning and he said, Liz, there's a strange man on the sofa on the first floor. Do you know him? And I said, no, escort him out. It turned out he was a feckless young sod who was so drunk. He had walked into his buddies who had wanted to abandon him and they had brought him to my backyard. He'd gone through the hedges, into the door, and settled down on the sofa to sleep.
This is a you problem. Lock your doors.
Right. And what the hell is a feckless young slod?
No, sod.
Oh, sod. What the hell is that? Like, stop
it. He has no, no drive, no motivation, Wiggies.
Okay. It's rich for worthless piece of ass.
All right. That's why I say shout out to all my people on the vineyards, especially an OB baby.
God. And you know what that woman does? I guarantee you in that backyard or front yard is a hate doesn't have a home here sign.
Yes. Or you know what's, Curtis, you know the sign on that and that home is Black Lives Matter.
Oh, totally. Just not on my couch.
Yes. That in the rainbow flag.
Right.
Let me tell you what happened. Harry and I, we sleep in separate bedrooms. We're interrupted in the middle of the night by a drunk person, most likely not from the island.
Right.
Out of here.
It's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
Right. Is there
who let this vagabond on our property? You know, you're not allowed here, young fella.
Sorry, lady. It's America. People are allowed to come to your island.
Right. And who knows if that guy isn't, his parents have a house on the island. Like, how is that just crazy?
Honestly, it was probably Jay Harmon from Cisco. All right. What's next?
I mean, the next story is about someone taking matters into their own hands. An 8-year-old in Ohio wanted to go to Target. So what did she do? She took her mom's car to drive herself. On Sunday morning, police received a call about a missing child and then soon after received a call from someone else about a small child driving a vehicle. She drove the car 10 miles. If you're watching on Twitch, this is dash cam footage of a car behind this 8-year-old.
She drives better than Curtis.
Yeah, swerving a little bit, but not bad.
Greg doesn't drive anywhere.
She drove 10 miles, about 20 to 25 minutes. She only hit one mailbox.
Oh.
She was able to properly park the vehicle and go inside Target. They found her drinking a Frappuccino and shopping.
Wow. Yeah. That is awesome.
What is this feckless sod doing driving a Toyota on my island?
Wow. Talk about an old soul driving and drinking Frappuccinos at 8 years old.
Yeah.
I do feel like James would take the car to Target. Kids love that place.
Yeah.
Just walk around there all day.
That's pretty impressive, though.
It's pretty impressive. Only hitting one mail. I mean, we're lucky that nobody was injured, obviously, and that everybody's okay. But parking the car and...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Quickly, Melania Trump took to social media yesterday to defend her past as a nude model.
Oh.
Melania has a memoir coming out on October 1st.
Okay.
Self-titled Melania.
Yeah.
Here's what she had to say.
Why do I stand proudly behind my nude modeling work? The more pressing question is, why has the media chosen to scrutinize my celebration of the human form in a fashion photo shoot? Are we no longer able to appreciate the beauty of the human body? Throughout history, master artists have revered the human shape, evoking profound emotions and admiration. We should honor our bodies and embrace the timeless tradition of using art as a powerful means of self-expression.
Yes. Yes. All right. I agree. More nudity.
Yep.
Are people criticizing her?
Yeah,
is that why
I think,
she felt the need to do that? Or
I mean, she gets criticized all the time.
Is that her or is that an actress?
No, that's definitely her.
Is that her? Okay.
That's her.
That was her.
But if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah,
Melania is a beautiful woman, and, you know, I agree with her.
Okay.
I mean, Courtney, you've done that before, so, I mean, you're right up in that.
I've not done that, but.
Yeah, that was an accident, Wiggy.
No, but she said yesterday when she was getting a massage, she put a full-on boob picture
up. That was also
up.
An accident yesterday.
No, that was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
Yeah.
I missed it. I didn't even see it.
It's just like it's like a little bit of a top side boob. No nipple.
Okay. Under any under?
No, I was laying on the table. I just finished the massage. Okay. Great
Tell
time.
Tell Mitch to put it up on the Twitch.
And yeah.
You want the ratings to go up?
Yeah, sure, Mitch, go ahead. I went to the Tox Boston lymphatic drainage massage. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Whew. Man.
Not a big massage guy.
Oh,
really?
I love a good massage.
I like people touching me.
Wiggy, do you like a hard one?
That I haven't asked.
Yeah, I'm deep tissue.
You will like this.
The deeper, the better. Yes.
Lymphatic. It drains like all, it drains your lymphatic system, obviously, but any water retention.
Oh, yeah.
But it's deep.
The deeper, the better. I tell the masseuse, if I'm not moaning and groaning, you ain't deep enough.
God in heaven. Save that.
No, like, not in that type of way, Curtis. Yeah. You know, like when somebody's rubbing you and it's just like, it's so deep that you like, ow. That's what I want.
Yep.
Break that muscle down.
Anybody remember in Austin Powers when he asked for the massage to be lowered? He goes, how does it feel?
All right. Great job on the news this morning.
Hey,
Courtney,
thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It is Pat's Jets this evening, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.